Save on quality sofas, sectionals, top brand mattresses, and more during Haverty's President's Day sale. Find the style of furniture you've been looking for at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Joining us on the line right now, Brett Baer, anchor of Special Report on your Fox News channel. Good friend of this program. Good morning to you, Brett.
Good morning.
I have noticed that you guys have been doing a great job in covering some of these stories about the Clinton Foundation. It does appear to me, just sort of stepping back for a moment and looking at some of the stories that have crossed the wires and that we've seen this week, seem to suggest there is an increasing interest in the Clinton Foundation and a sort of a drip, drip, drip nature to these stories.
No, there is, and I also think it's taken root a little bit more in other media outlets. I mean, when you had the Clinton Foundation story on the front page in the New York Times and the Washington Post on the same day, you realized that the story had kind of seeped through. You know, the interchange, it's not just the AP story that obviously the Clinton camp pushed back hard on the number of meetings with Clinton Foundation donors. It is the access, and what exactly did they get for it? And I think we don't know the end of those questions, but we do know, if you've looked at that Clinton Cash book, that there were definitely tangential things happening between where President Clinton was speaking and you know, the Clinton Foundation donors, and that there was a lot of access for foreign countries that don't obviously have access to the election system as it stands.
And Chief, among those stories, and one that we've known is out there sometime, but we're getting sort of some new details about it, was this uranium deal that allowed Russians to sort of, you know, tie up all of the uranium reserves in the world.
Yeah, and it started with a part of that was Kazakhstan, and the leader there is not a great promoter of human rights, and having Bill Clinton show up and kind of give you a pat on the back, is a big deal.
And Brett, if I can continue Brian's praise of how you've been covering this at Special Report, I think what's interesting and what sadly is missing in some of the other media reports on the Clinton Foundation is the context going all the way back to when Hillary Clinton was going through the confirmation process. You've actually, you know, recently this week she told another cable network that, oh, I know that there's smoke there, but there's no fire. Well, the standard was set when she was being confirmed with that memorandum of agreement with the Foreign Relations Committee and with the Obama administration that smoke is enough of a problem, isn't it? Weren't they supposed to be working against even the appearance of any undue influence?
Yeah, and, you know, this all ties together. The email story that is about classified emails and the Clinton Foundation. The fact that yesterday we find out that the Clinton lawyers used this thing called Bleach Bit to scrub and totally shred, essentially, the server so that no emails could be recovered, even deleted emails or pieces of deleted emails by the FBI or anybody.
Yes.
You know, it's a different level to go to if you are just getting rid of personal emails about yoga and wedding plans. And I think it all ties together. And you're right, perspective is key in all of this.
And that Bleach Bit has been described to me as basically the digital equivalent of a burn bag, even more so than a shredder, where a burn bag, there's nothing left but ashes. Same thing here. So clearly, I mean, why would yoga classes need to be removed like that?
And remember, the whole thing hinged on whether the FBI was going to go forward on the classified investigation and with a recommendation for prosecution was that they could never get to intent. Well, when you look at going to that extent to get rid of those emails, why wouldn't you even ask about intent and why you went down that road?
So, Brett, whenever we discuss these stories here on Mornings on the Mall, I always sort of round it up with the statement, a talented and experienced candidate would really be able to make some good hay out of a story like this. And that brings us to the Trump campaign, where it seems like they put together a couple of good days now and again here over the last week. But they, I don't know about you, but do you think they have stepped up in the attacks on Hillary Clinton on the substantive issues like this?
Well, I think Trump has incorporated more into his stump speech, and they seem better at least shooting out direct emails based on the news that's breaking at the moment. They seem better in their quick reaction team. But you're right, you know, off in the past couple of weeks. It had been, you know, focused on a lot of other things, and the story of the day of Donald Trump ended up trumping what was pretty newsy stuff on the other investigation. Listen, I don't want to oversell the foundation or the email story that there's going to be some prosecution or something, but there is this thought in Democratic circles, too, that there could be something out there that is that may make Hillary Clinton stumble, another email, another revelation, and there's serious concern about it.
All right. So on another story that I know you've been following, the activities of our Navy in the Strait of Hormuz, they've been encountering these Iranian fast boats, and it apparently reached sort of a critical point the other day when one of our ships ended up firing a 50 cal across the bow of some of these boats as they approached them. This is a very tense situation that is developing in that particular. I mean, the Strait of Hormuz is such a critical passage.
Yeah, and if you talk to guys in the Navy who make that trek, they'll tell you that the Iranian fast boats are always kind of around. They know where they are. But the fact that they make these provocative moves, these kind of harassment moves, coming within a couple hundred yards of a naval destroyer and a coastal ship that we have in the area in the northern Persian Gulf, that's a big deal. And the fact that it got to warning shots, that's the last step that you get to before you directly engage what you consider on that ship as a threat.
And if you're in the Navy, you have a great fear of these fast boats, especially in the wake of the USS Cold attack.
Right. And, you know, I mean, it happens quickly.
Yeah.
They move really quick. If they get close enough, you don't know what kind of threat these guys face. And we should point out, I mean, one incident could lead to some massive response that moves quickly.
Back to school time in the Bear household. Kids all you stick them on the school bus and say, "We'll see you in 9 months." How's it
almost
working?
Almost. It's after Labor Day for us to go back to school, so my wife is anxiously awaiting that day.
It's happiest.
You might be able to hear them in the background yelling.
We always love that. Thanks,
right.
Brett.
Brett, always a pleasure.
We'll see you.
Save on quality sofas, sectionals, top brand mattresses, and more during Haverty's President's Day sale. Find the style of furniture you've been looking for at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.